This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You had a moment there.
I did, and I got to apologize to one listener who I just berated. He caught me at the wrong time.
Yeah.
He was talking about Kansas choking, and he just
bad moment.
It was just he caught me at the wrong time.
It happens.
But it's a 3-point game.
Yep.
Arkansas has had to call 2 timeouts because they can't inbound the ball because they have the ball. 12 seconds left. There is hope. Not that I have any. But
somewhere out there. Somewhere
in the ethos
somewhere,
there.
Yeah.
And Jake is fanning himself with his spite bet. He's fanning his face with it.
If you're not aware, Jakey Poops, who's in charge of our everything video here at the Fan, is a diehard Yankee fan. And Rob was up in his kitchen for the MLB playoffs. And not just a little bit either. You went at him. And now Jakey Poops, for no other reason other than a spite bet, has laid a sawbuck down on the Razorbacks against your Jayhawks.
You know what?
And he is waiting to slam that ticket down.
He can't wait either.
And
it's about to happen.
How do you like them apples?
If you're watching on YouTube, he is standing over there, like, blowing on his ticket,
waiting
to slam it on the table. And he will do that.
Yes, he will.
And quite frankly, I'm not mad about it.
No.
I think that's what he should do.
Well, if you've been following along, I think what you've seen.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to clear a space here.
Yeah, a little spot. Well, this is some maturity because
right here, Jakey.
What you've seen here, Arkansas going to the line. By the way,
right here,
10 seconds with a chance to make this a 2-possession game.
All right, who's this guy? Who's this chump?
Couldn't tell you. But the fact
Noonan.
All right, 4-point lead. See, what you're seeing here is like the stages of grief, Buckley. You've seen Rop run through the entire gambit of
emotions.
Yeah,
there was anger, there was denial, there was acceptance, now there's bargaining going on.
I think what's happened now is yes, we're in the final stages of grief where we've accepted the loss.
It's over.
Now we're rationalizing that it's going to be okay.
I got to tell you, dude, I almost dropped 2 F-bombs.
Yes.
Get in there.
No. That'll do it.
Yeah, it's over. So bad.
You can slam that ticket down anytime you want. This thing is over.
So bad. Look at Jake.
A grinning
Jake
ear
is
to
so
ear
proud.
His spike bet.
The game's over.
The cash is $17. I'll give him $17.
See, now we've gone from acceptance to just like we're lashing out and whatever.
Well, I'll and then give Danny's you the over here saying, oh, I got Arkansas plus money, man. Whatever, dude. No one cares.
Yeah, it is true. The peanut gallery is now ganging up on Rob.
That's all right.
They're coming in.
Listen. Can I just ask you one thing?
Ask away.
You watched the last 10 minutes of this game where Kansas was down 10.
Yes.
Up 4.
Yes.
And now losing by 8.
Yes.
You saw it.
5 straight turnovers, I believe.
Do you see why
yes.
all season I've been saying Kansas
yes.
sucks?
Yes.
Was that not the most maddening? It's not that they lost.
No.
It's how they lose.
It does seem interesting in that Kansas has one of the three or four most talented rosters in the country.
God.
And they seem to have figured everything out. And you're like, all right, Kansas has kind of grabbed this. They've seized control. And then seemingly a switch was flipped. And those last four or five possessions were some of the worst possessions you could possibly see. And yes, I can see as a Kansas fan why that would make you want to put your head through a window.
It's not all losses are created equal.
Yeah.
And the way they F up is just...
It makes
stunning.
It more painful than regular losses.
It's stunning. Yeah. I'd rather them be just terrible and not make the tournament. I'd rather that.
Now, I believe someone said this is the first time since 2006 they've been out of the first round.
Yeah, no, I will say Bill Self. So 2006.
2006,
so
Bradley.
Bradley. So they went. So when Bill Self first got there, which I don't remember what year he got there, but they lost to Bucknell and Bradley in the first round in back-to-back years.
Ah.
And that was Self. And the people, they wanted to riot.
We're like, whoa.
Yeah, they wanted to kill him.
Yeah.
So to his credit, yeah. He's won two titles since then and never been out of the first round until now.
Yep. 2003 is when he got there.
Yeah, so that was early in his tenure, yep. And he had lost twice back-to-back in the first round. Like people,
to Bradley and Bucknell.
Yeah, the Jayhawk faithful were not happy. But, you know, I mean, if you told me, because I remember where I was when they lost to Bucknell. It was 2006. Or, I mean, whatever year that was.
That would have been five because Bradley was six.
And I was in Palm Springs, and I was on the fan, but I remember texting back and forth with our boss, Alan Davis, who was giving me crap, just like Jake is here, about it. And I remember being so livid, smoking a cigarette outside of a bar in Palm Springs that they were losing to Bucknell. I remember this vividly. And if you had told me at that moment that Bill Self will lose in the first round again the next year, I would have said fire him. But then if you said he won't lose in the first round again until 2025,
you take it.
And he'll win two championships, I'm like, okay, yeah. Can keep him.
Again, I think what we've seen here is Rop run the entire gamut of emotions. Again, and now I think we're into the acceptance.
It's true.
We've gone from acceptance, and
I'm feeling calm.
And now we're into the rationalization
I'm
and now the
calm.
Healing process.
I'm feeling like this is a healing moment.
Yeah.
I do want to apologize to the listener who I berated. That was not fair.
Yeah.
Although he was saying choke.
Which, again, it's not an appropriate time.
I agree.
It's not.
Like, that made me mad.
Yeah. I don't blame you. He doesn't know you.
Doesn't sound like you're sorry, then.
No, probably
not. I'm sort of sorry.
Kind of, sort of.
Sorry, because you have to be.
Well, we've gone on this journey together, and I think the listeners have enjoyed this. Someone said what was on the...
Let's have a drink.
What was this text line? The most compelling segment of this show I've heard in a long time, and I enjoy the program. I think we've all...
Well, thank you.
I think we've all gone on this journey together, and I think we've learned and we've evolved.
I think that's what it is that even though you don't care about Kansas out there, you have a team that you care about,
yes.
And you understand what I'm going through.
Yeah. We can all relate as sports fans.
Buckley, don't act like you're not out of this. Tomorrow, Oregon plays the mighty upstart Liberty.
That's right.
They're going to put you through this, too.
I'll either be sitting on a bar at a beach, so it'll be okay.
Oh, that's right. You're going to Hawaii.
Yeah. Some of us don't have to worry about it because our teams took care of business. Now that we're dominating the Big 12 as a basketball school, the Mormons are here.
Hey, I like your team.
We can't be stopped.
I told you this.
Are you coming on board? Let's do it.
And I will say, Isaac,
wait a minute.
The type of game that you just saw, Oregon has been playing all season long. So
yeah,
it's not exactly the same, but this version of Oregon is akin to your version of the Jayhawks this
year,
where
you guys win.
Not always, and they have these mind-numbing stretches where you don't know what they're doing. So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, there's some
college,
of that there, too.
There's a little bit of that that's just college basketball,
yeah.
But this is where I'm going to sound like an arrogant fan. Kansas teams have generally been above that, you know,
yes.
Which is why we're Kansas.
Yes.
But now we're down in your muck, and we don't like that.
No.
I don't like being down with you.
I'm above you basketball peasants.
Well, I promise this.
That's right.
Tomorrow, one way or another, Oregon will be down or up 15 at some point in that game, and it will not be over.
That's right.
I think that's right. I think that's very fair.
I promise you, there will be a 15-point lead in that game, one way or another, and at no point will anyone think that that ball game is over. That is the 2025 Oregon Ducks.
That is the fairest thing I've heard in years.
Yes. So I'm just glad that we were all able to take this and we're all able to move on. And Buckley can enjoy. You're going to Hawaii tomorrow, right, Buck?
Yeah, our flight's at like 6:30 in the morning or something. So
okay. Well, who's our producer tomorrow?
I think we got Schultzy.
I know Ortner and Schultzy are splitting it up. I'm not sure who's on tomorrow.
I think we got Schultzy tomorrow, and I think we got... Anyway, I think we got Schultzy.
All right. Well, enjoy your vacation, Buckley.
Yeah. Thanks, I will. You still have a show left, though.
And maybe when we come back, we talk about doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But you want to go to a break or maybe an update?
We can talk about who the next Kansas coach will be.
After they fire Bill Self?
They're not going to fire him, but he's going to leave.
After Bill Self collapses? Is he going to be the next coach at, I don't know. Is he going to be the next coach at Texas?
Did you see the Kansas guy who just flipped us off?
Yeah.
He looks like Chip Kelly, by the way.
Yeah, by the way, he is not handling... Hey, if it makes you feel any better, you're handling the loss better than that guy.
I think I am. I think that's right. All right. Yes.
And Beaver fan is insane. At least you still have a conference.
You know what?
Right?
That is a great text, and it makes me laugh. That's right.
Yes.
That's right. So right.
We'll be back. Here's Buckley with SportsCenter.
All right, well, now I've been stirred up again.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Well, Dirt is here.
Yeah.
And he just showed up and said, oh, Kansas shouldn't even have been in the tournament.
Yeah. Well, I've said
Why
this.
Why do you say that?
I've said this many a time. Dirt is, how
Uh-oh.
Do I?
Uh-oh.
What do we
this
got?
This game right Okay, so this. We've got another game that's coming down right to the point spread. Oh, they're going to walk it out. Ah! And I have Texas A&M, by the way.
Yeah.
So the spread on this is Texas A&M -7.5.
Oh, gosh.
And Yale just scored to make it 9. A&M inbounds. Game over. A&M
Yale
by 9. Hell yeah. Okay, so Dirt can suck it. And I told him that. I was like, why would you say that? Shut up and go drink your drinks.
Well, here's the thing. Dirt is a notorious. He even admits it. Dirt is the most petty sports fan.
He's a troll.
Dirt is a troll.
He said shouldn't even be in the tournament. Shut the hell up, dude.
He's just trying to get this reaction out of you right now. And it's working.
Okay, you're right.
Dirt's
right.
A troll.
So I should calm down.
Yeah.
I should calm down.
Dirt's a
okay.
troll.
Here's the best part of today's show, and it's that I'm going to reset this and say that Jake, who's our YouTube guy, he's a Yankee fan, and I gave him so much crap about the when the Yankees and the Royals were playing in the playoffs.
And not a little crap. I mean,
I gave him a lot.
You were stirring it up.
I wrote... He says I was riding him for 4 hours straight, and I was.
You were.
Look, Jake's a young.
Yeah.
I'm trying to toughen Jake up. And I think I made some headway in that regard. Yankees won the series. He gets the last laugh. Well, I get out here today, and he's here filming us. And he says, so you should turn on the YouTube stream right now because you're about to see Jake shove it right in my face. He says, I have placed a spite bet.
And I do appreciate a good spite bet. I'm
and
a big
he,
fan.
He took, because I gave him so much crap about the Yankees, he took Arkansas on the money line. They were a plus... 5-point dog or whatever it was. So he wins. So he bet $10. He wins $17.50. And here on YouTube is him slamming the money down in my face.
In your face. In the face.
$27.50. And there's the two. There are the two quarters.
That is the most satisfying $27.50 that Jake will ever earn.
Congratulations.
Right there.
And might I say, sir, well done.
Well done.
Well done.
Well
that,
done.
That is a quality in my face.
Yeah.
And there's your money.
It's a quality spite bet.
That is.
Because who doesn't appreciate...
Didn't even see it coming.
Didn't even see it coming. I love that he had no idea about anything about Arkansas. It was just more of an F you to Isaac
He knows
Rupp.
I'm with Rupp.
Yes.
He knows I'm going to be on the show when the game ends.
Yeah.
I'm going to bet on Arkansas in the event that I can shove $27. He, by the way, he just fist pumped.
It's a fade on principle, and you have to respect that.
Yeah. I do.
I have to respect that.
I respect the living S out of that.
10 into 27.50, are you kidding me?
Jake's my guy. That's my guy.
Again, now we've seen, again, the roller coaster of emotion that we've all been on.
We hated Jake just a half an hour ago.
That's right.
I know. But now he's my guy.
And now he's your guy.
And by the way, Missouri's losing. This is great.
So that's, again, stop clapping.
Sorry.
You're in the car right now.
Free throw, though.
We apologize for the isocrop clap.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys.
Oh yeah, Missouri's getting drilled. Yeah.
Well, they're down by 8.
That's getting drilled.
In my world,
in your world, yes. So that has to take some of the sting if those ninnies from Missouri end up losing.
Drake's looking pretty good, man.
Yeah. And more importantly, realize that I got to look it up.
Who does Drake play if they win?
No. Drake is inconsequential.
Oh, okay.
At this point, I don't care about
Drake.
I'll
look that up.
But we are one St. John's win over Omaha away from Rick Pitino and John Calipari.
Yeah, you're right.
Who hate each other with a deep, fiery passion.
Do they?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know
that story.
Yeah, they don't like each other.
Really?
Yeah.
So, well, I think it's cool that Calipari, Self, and Pitino were all in the same little quadrant.
Yeah.
I think that's cool.
Yeah.
So because, you know, they do bits. Like, the tournament committee does do bits.
Yeah.
They do that on purpose to create, you know, different matchups.
Interesting matchups.
Yeah.
So, yes, we are going to get, barring some sort of bizarro world Omaha, who's not even good, they just got hot in their conference tournament.
I think they won their league and their conference tournament. I mean, they're a mid-major, but I think they are good.
Are they? Because their record's not very good.
I thought they were terrible in non-con, but I think they were the one seed in their tournament because they were one in their league.
Because they're 22-12, so I kind of thought, you look at a lot of those mid-majors, they're like 28-29 win teams.
Well, they had like 8 non-con losses before their league schedule.
Oh, dude, the spread's 19.5.
Yeah. 19, yeah.
Yeah, so we are more than likely in the second round, we are getting Calipari versus versus Pitino.
That's great.
Which will be kind of fun.
I'll be rooting for Pitino.
Yeah, we got a little Kentucky flavor thing going on there.
Can I say that I like Rick Pitino? Does that make me a bad guy?
No, well, it makes him a bad guy, and he is. But here's the thing. Both are slimy. Pitino, though, has some style. Calipari just seems like just a general, just slimy douche, whereas Pitino does it with style. And by the way, I think Pitino's done worse things than Calipari, but I'm with you. In that battle, I'm choosing Pitino every time.
You know, when you have a little pizzazz, a little razzmatazz, a little personality, it goes a long way.
Hey, remember, it was after 9/11.
That's right. Just lean into it. Wink a few times, wear a nice suit. We're like, that guy's great.
Well, the fact that I want nothing more than him, because Calipari's wearing the red. I don't know if you've seen him now with Arkansas. He's doing the old Denny Crum thing.
Yeah.
So there's only one way that Pitino can match that, is he needs to break out the vampire.
The white.
He needs to break out the vampire Colonel Sanders. If he has any sort of, like, any sort of a flair for the dramatic, he should go with the all-white Colonel Sanders.
Well, he probably won't tonight, but I bet he does on Saturday.
And then we get the all-red Calipari versus the all-white Pitino.
All right, so what we have now, UCLA, Utah State just underway. UCLA's up 5, and Drake is up 4 on Missouri with 6 minutes left. So this could come down to the wire.
Yeah.
Good ball game.
And we're all rooting for Drake because, well, Missouri.
Yeah.
It's the one thing we can all agree on is that screw Missouri, right?
Well, go read up on the border war.
It's not good.
Between the Jayhawkers and the pro-slavery ninnies from Missouri. Go read up on it. It's one of the bloodiest wars in American history.
Yeah.
Kansas, Missouri.
That's why
we were
on the right side.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I love that. I love being on the right side of history.
Yeah.
Because who likes slavery? Besides Rick Pitino.
Wow. What? Rick Pitino?
Well, you know. I couldn't think of another name.
Yeah. That's rough.
All right. We got a break. We'll wrap it up next on The Fan.